Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
John Michaels hosts mornings on 680 The Fan in Atlanta. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. You hear him on ESPN Radio nationally as well. Told you, he tweeted out after the Dolphins-Falcons game, fire everybody, which is what I thought Dolphins fans would be tweeting, not Atlanta radio hosts. But before we talk football with John, I remind you the best place to get geared up with Canes or Dolphins merch is Caneswear in Davie. John, that Dolphins team you saw yesterday afternoon was clicking on all cylinders. Now, is that because it came together for the Fins or because the Falcons were so bad?
I think you know the answer to that one. It has. I mean, the Fins did play well yesterday. That looks like what you thought they should look like. Tua under center, running the football, play action pass. Jaylen Waddle. It was almost the exact same play he caught against Georgia, I think, in the 2018 SEC championship game. But it's more the Falcons stink, and they have an organizational problem. We had a good conversation. I literally said from everybody from owner on down can be gone in Atlanta. They're terrible. It's ridiculous. They've gone 7 years without making the postseason. It's going to be eight. You spent four first-round picks on high-level offensive players for you to be 17 points a game, which is like fifth worst in the NFL. They're terrible. It's embarrassing. You're now going to have a lot of people that absolutely will not be here. There's going to be nobody showing up at those games. There was hardly anybody there yesterday anyway, and now they're really not going to be there.
And John, I don't want to do the old we beat a bad team thing, but last time I saw Kirk Cousins, he was getting his nose broken and he was booting. Yesterday he was booty. Should they? I had to look it up. Easton Stick. They got. If Michael Penix isn't back, they got to go with somebody else.
Oh my Kirk God! Cousins the guy's getting $50 billion. Can't throw that out the window.
They got to throw it somewhere because he is booty.
Well, see, that's the problem. You gave a guy a $180 million contract 2 years ago. The plan originally was for him to be there last year and this year as a starter, and then Michael Penix would take over next year. Then Kirk Cousins hurt his arm, didn't tell anybody his arm was hurt until we got to the Super Bowl. He goes, oh, by the way, my arm was hurt for 4 weeks. That's why I was terrible. He runs around in the games that he's not playing in full uniform. He's literally got his helmet on running up and down the sideline like a crazy person. Like, dude, put a baseball cap on like every other player that's not getting in the game.
He's adorable. I love him. He's adorable.
It's like a Halloween costume. He's in a Halloween costume in September. It's ridiculous. Look, it was the one time I was going to go to the game yesterday. Thank goodness I didn't. I got called from ESPN and actually made some money instead of wasting money going down and doing that. That was a disaster of a game for the Falcons, and they're going to be looking for a new everything, I think, coming up really, really soon.
Two bad teams, John, obviously, but the Dolphins didn't look bad yesterday. What stood out to you? Because Tua, probably the best game of the season, probably the best game he's had going back to 2023, and, I mean, everything worked for them. I can't imagine. None of us expected that to happen. I'm not saying you expected the Falcons to roll the Dolphins over, especially with Kirk Cousins, but you had to have been surprised with how the game ended.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the fact that they lost is bad enough. The fact that that game, 24-3, I was done. I turned the game off, and like I said, I was working anyway, but I never once flipped back to the game because I knew the Falcons were never going to come back. Most impressive thing to me actually was Mike McDaniel's game plan. You ran the football, you stuck with it, and you made easy throws for Tua. Maybe Tua needs to have a swollen shut eye from now on, because One-Eyed Willie was back there carving up the Falcons like a Christmas turkey, which was amazing to see from a Tua perspective, because it looked like the guy that you were supposed to have. And if Westbrook Akeen didn't have a ball ricochet off his face mask, he would have had another touchdown pass, because he hit him on an out route that should have been a touchdown. And Akeen just—he never turned around, didn't see the ball. Maybe he was looking at the Jumbotron like Raheem Morris does over and over again. So it was not good at all. I mean, disappointing day. You know what? My Sundays are free. If you guys ever want to, like, you know, play video poker online or something, my Sundays are free because I have no NFL to watch the rest of the year.
I mean, if I told you that this was going to be his take after the Dolphins-Falcons game and not our take, no, I mean, no one would have believed it. But let me take it a step further, because the Dolphins have the Ravens Thursday night. Thursday night football, looks like Lamar Jackson will be back. Is there any way you looked at the Dolphins yesterday and said to yourself, you know what? They're kind of finding something. Maybe they're finding their groove. And I'm not going to say that they're going to beat Baltimore, but maybe they hang with them. Maybe the offense looks more like it did against Atlanta than like it did against Cleveland the week prior.
Look, Stella got her groove back in Jamaica in a movie about 30 years ago. Angela Bassett was 60 years old. The Dolphins aren't getting their groove back. This is a team that 9 days ago now got their teeth kicked in by Cleveland. Tua got benched for Quinn Ewers, and Mike McDaniel rambled on about, God, whatever knows Mike McDaniel rambles on about in his postgame press conference. No, they're not finding their groove. They're not coming back. You know, they're hoping for, I don't know, something falls in their lap next year in the draft. They need to find an organizational reset, and I think the Falcons need to do exactly the same.
So both sides, because you're from down here, you follow the Dolphins, and you're in Atlanta. So they played each other, and they're both not going to the playoffs. We'll put it that way to be nice. What's the goal? To get better, to impress, to, like, a lot of people playing, play the young guys, see what you got for the future. Like, what's the goal of teams that are sitting at 2-5 and, you know aren't going to – they don't have a postseason future?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall is back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Future. Yeah, for the Dolphins, it's probably find out what you have on the roster. Once Tyreek got hurt and, you know, obviously you get off to a 1-6 start, you really have to kind of figure out who is where. All the draft choices they had this past year, just throw them in there. Let's see who those dudes are. For the Falcons, it's tough because at 3-4, they still have, numbers-wise, they have a chance to go to a postseason. And their excuse could easily be, hey, we had no Drake London. We had, you know, no Billy Bowman. Jalen Walker, our first-round pick, has barely played with a hamstring. Michael Penix didn't play. You know, we have beaten Buffalo at home. They took care of the Commanders a couple of weeks ago. That's what makes it so frustrating. They have a couple of really good wins that I just mentioned, and maybe the two most embarrassing losses on the NFL season, losing 34-10 to the Dolphins and 30-0 to the Carolina Panthers a week ago. So for them, it's maybe try to figure out how you find the Buffalo game every week and play to that capacity and flush out these other ones. The problem is, they have an offensive coordinator who Kurt Warner basically said is boring and predictable. He never was an OC anywhere. I think he's only been in the NFL 4 years total. He was working for Pro Football Focus charting plays about 5 years ago. That's your offensive coordinator. Raheem Morris, unfortunately, great guy. I love Raheem, but he was terrible as Tampa's head coach. And now in year two in Atlanta, it looks like maybe this guy isn't a head coach and he's just a coordinator. And guess what? That's what some people's lot in life are. We'll take Mike McDaniel to come be our offensive coordinator in Atlanta and start from there. I think that would be a good place.
Yeah, you know what, John? Your team might suck top to bottom. You want everybody replaced, but you mother bleepers in Atlanta are spoiled. My buddies flew up for the game.
Uh-huh.
They bought five dogs, couple brews, spent less than $20. You mother bleepers are so damn spoiled. I looked up the pricing at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. $2 hot dogs, $3 waffle fries, $6 beers, $4 souvenir refillable cup, a cheeseburger's $5. I mean, they're living the life up there, Mercedes-Benz. Who cares if you have to watch Kirk Cousins?
Look, that is the greatest thing that Arthur Blank has ever done. When they put this billion-plus-dollar stadium together, they said, we're going to have affordable food, if nothing else. And it is awesome. Like, to get a soda and pay $4, and they have fountains everywhere. So you just walk back, and it's like a 7-Eleven. You go ahead and refill that thing. I don't eat hot dogs. I think hot dogs are a disgusting food. So you could keep the $2 hot dogs. But a $5 cheeseburger, my fat ass could eat those all day, every day. Now, I come to Hard Rock. I try to get myself a vodka and Red Bull. And the next thing I know, I've mortgaged my house. I've had to take out a second mortgage.
South Beach. It's essentially South Beach. We're still calling beers brews in 2025.
Well, they're brews or brewskis, right, John?
Are we still calling beers brews?
I'm not sure. What I want to know is in 2025 why Crowder's over there looking like Cameron from Dipset with the do-rag and the flat brim hat. Hey, what do we got going on here, bro?
I'm bringing it back. John.
I mean,
I'm still Laffy Taffy Fabo, man. I still dress.
That's great. What a great observation by John Michaels there. Funny.
Hold on. I got to stop you there. So my son Kane has braids and he's got mixed hair. So he's got more white in his hair as far as it being kind of thin. So he's got to wear the do-rag. You got a full head of dreadlocks. Like, what do you need a do-rag for? Is that just for the hat?
Because the dreads get fuzzy and I have to keep them for the podcast and any TV I do. So I literally wear a wave cap my entire life other than right before the camera turns on.
Okay.
Right. He saves the good hair for the shows that matter.
We're on radio. Now we got to be streamed and all this crap, man. I didn't expect this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.